Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That you are sowing. Here's what I like what the Bible says. It says, Psalms 126 verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I tell you, I don't know. It's so awesome. Like when we go out on Saturdays or the guys go out on Wednesday, when we come back, well, I tell you, and we have those stories about people giving their lives to Jesus Christ. What an exciting time that is. We ran into a lady yesterday, man. She just was out in the yard. She was in her mid-70s and she was out raking the yard in the heat. And we stopped and talked to her. She just took a time and just raised her hand and was praising the Lord.
Right.
I tell you, what a great time that was. And we've been able to come back and share that with the team and say, we went out in tears, and I say sweat, but we came back reaping the joy. Well, if you think about this, it says small seeds produce big crops. So you're producing more, right? Think about what the Bible says. It says if you had faith the size of what?
Mustard seed.
You shall be able to say unto this mountain, be ye removed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? My wife got a little necklace with a little mustard seed in it. And I'm like, how in the world this thing going to produce anything? But the Bible say it grows up and it becomes one of the biggest herb trees ever. That little faith, if we had just that little faith, God says, what could we do in our lives? We can say to that mountain in our life, that situation, be ye removed.
Yes.
And God said it'll be moved, cast into the sea. God multiplies whatever we give. This is why tithing is so important. No one should ever have to tell a Christian to tithe. Because if you're in the Bible, you know that God will multiply whatever you give and make much.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a fan of church raising money from the community. I'm always believe God blesses His people to bless others. God will do it if we just simply be faithful. God always gives us more than we sow. The next thing, you may think this is a contradiction, but we reap in proportion to what we sow. All right, let's think about that. Who knows what proportion means? That means if you give a little, you get a little. That's right. If you give a little, you get a little. But if you give a lot, you get a lot. Here's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. It says, but this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully so reap bountifully. You ever seen those people that are so stingy? I tell you, they don't want to give you anything. And if they do, it's just a little piece. But then when it's time for them to get something, they want a whole bunch. It don't work that way. You reap in proportion what you sow. So you want to be blessed, sow a lot. Sow a lot. In other words, you want your kids to bless you, sow a lot of time into your kids. You want to be blessed on your job, work harder. Right? They're going to say, hey, that person's working hard. We're going to do something with that. So we reap in proportion as we sow. Now the first one we talked about where we reap more than we sow, God controls that. God controls the increase. But this one here, we have some control. This is our part. So it's saying, hey, if we reap more, God will bless you in proportion to what you have sown. Well, that's good news right there. That is good news that we can reap in proportion to what we sow. Remember, God blesses us to bless others. It says, my cup runneth over. It ain't running over just to show that, but it's running over so you can help someone else. So we reap in proportion to what we sow. The next one is, we reap later than we sow. Well, this is tough for young people. You know, they want to get it now. They want the jack and the beanstalk. You know, hey, they plant the seed and the next morning it rolls up to the sky. That's a fairy tale, people. You know that. Reaping and harvest takes...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.